Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. Welcome back. Little intro for the show. Spoilers. We were trying to record video to post on one of the YouTube channels. And didn't actually go the way it was supposed to go. So this is only being only audio podcast. But when you hear us refer to it, that is what we're referring to. But this was only a dry run. We are not giving up, and you will get a visual representation again at some point in time. So in the meantime, please enjoy this episode, which you'll have to listen to the end to figure out why I call this, but stay tuned for the episode titled Time to Make the Donuts.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
Okay, welcome back to the Broke Blurred Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antoine Savaje. For those of you watching, which, yes, there should be some of you watching on YouTube, we're doing something different here. We're giving you a live podcast experience. No, put my glasses back on. I took my glasses off and don't like the way it looks. Gonna dim the lights some. There we go.
Setting the mood.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a test run. We're trying to, it's going to be a shorter cause I had to do stuff. She called me Diane Keaton cause I had to get sushi and stuff for my kid, not sushi for my kid, but sushi for me and other stuff for my kid.
Yeah. Diane Keaton over there.
So we have a few topics that we're going to go over. We're not going to waste too much time cause I've already done enough of that. So first, let's see, what did I want to touch? I wish, this was going to be a fun and upbeat episode, but unfortunately there's been a lot of fucked up shit that's been going on, where as much as I don't necessarily want to talk about it and pay attention to it, it's on my radar, which means it's that much more fucked up because in general, I've been ignoring most of the news because it's just very little to smile or be happy about. So I've been trying to put all that stuff to the side and not let as much negativity, even though it's reality, into my mind. But unfortunately there have been some things that have gone on. There were couple incidences with police. One was a army lieutenant. The other one was a young 20-year-old. Pretty much almost the exact same situation. One ended with death, another one ended arrested. In both situations, it was just wrong. On one situation, it's an understandable of the altercation, but the problem is 20 something years on a police force and they mix up a gun with a taser. That's unexcusable, especially 20 something, like one in general. When Pat Robertson is on the same side as us, you know you done fucked up.
Yeah, I don't even know how something like that happens. In almost every other field, if you make a mistake like that, well, first of all, if I grab flour at my job, at most I'll get written up. It's not that big of a fucking deal. Mm-hmm. But at almost any other job, I mean, you know, what if you're a surgeon and you mix up? Well, I guess they have insurance to cover things like that. But yeah, that is an unacceptable mistake to make when it ends the life of a 20-year-old father.
Yeah, and it's just for the fact of, okay. So what? Here's first off. Here is my initial point of view before any shots were fired in that specific scenario. There were 3 to 4 police officers who could not get him out of the vehicle. Here's the first issue that I have with a lot of police videos that I see. And obviously, there's a bit of a variable to whoever they may be going up against. But here's my issue with it. You're a police officer. You're a trained police officer. How can you, three to four of you, not get 120? And he wasn't big or brawly. He was a fucking twig for the most part. Like, he was like I was at his age. You could not get him out of a car or nine-tenths of a situation. They can't get the person to the... If you are unable... Here's the thing. If you're a police officer, before you know how to shoot a freaking gun, you should know how to defend yourself properly. You should be fairly high level in jiu-jitsu, which is about grappling and taking people down without weapons, hand-to-hand. Like, all these things that happen before you get to the gun, you should know just as good or better than you do the gun. And I'm saying better because, let's be honest, obviously they don't have good gun training as it was, because too many people are ending up shot. And if that many people are ending up shot wrongly, your gun training sucks.
Yeah.
And then more recently, and this is the this kind of broke my heart because there's layers to it. A 13-year-old Chicago, 13-year-old boy was shot and killed. And I didn't see the, I don't think I saw the whole video. I think it was most of the video. It wasn't like in real time. They did pause for certain aspects of it. Did you hear anything about that particular case?
Actually, I was looking up the first one you were talking about, and that's what actually came up.
Now, what's sad about this is, for the most part, I can understand. Now, this is from my end. This is not excusing, because, again, I do have some caveats to make. I understand the police officer doing what he did. The young man, from the time of the start of the body cam to when he was shot, at some point in between there, he did have a weapon. He did have a gun. Somebody called the cops because they heard gunfire. So now this is where I'm going to have some issues, where things, just for me, I'm not a cop, I don't know procedure, but things to a level aren't adding up. On one level, so initially start the cop, there were two individuals. Now, I don't know if his partner was with him or he had a partner. I only saw the body cam, and they say that he pushed down one of the two assailants, which means the guy, the adult who was with the 13-year-old boy. I'm going to assume and give him the benefit of the doubt that his partner took care of that guy. If he didn't, that's the first red flag. But they did catch that guy, so I'm assuming his partner, you know, he pushed him and his partner took him down. Now, here's where I have the issue. From where I saw the video, first off, if you're chasing an assailant and your command is to turn around with your hands up, the fact that you shot him and he didn't have a gun by the time you turned around, when by the time he was shot, there was no weapon. So there, right there, means you're fucked up. You did not follow the proper procedure, because you gave him the order. He did what he was told. He complied with the order, and yet you shot him. But he had a gun. Well, not when you shot him, he didn't have a gun. So that's one. Two, the video I saw of, and I could be wrong, but it was like, it was against a fucking brown fence. A big black gun that they found. Where he was, so you picture the fence, you turn around in the opening of the fence, and where the actual gun, where I saw the video I saw where the gun was, it wasn't right in front of him. It was like maybe 2 to 3 feet to the left. So let's say if there's an opening in the gate, and you would walk through the gate, and it was 2 to 3 feet to the left behind the gate. So that means that he would have had to throw that gun at least 5 to 10 seconds before he turned around and was shot. What's the command for? The incident with the Army lieutenant. He was being told, put your hands out. Get out of the car. Undo your buckle. Put your hand in the car. Keep your hands out of the car. Undo your buckle. He's like, no, I'm not. He chose to keep his hands out of his car. asshole cop, you're about to ride the lightning. I'm scared. Well, you better be. No, I don't even give a damn if he better be. You don't say that. You're supposed to be a professional. This is your job. That is not how you professionally do your job. Even if he was at the wrong, no. That's you're not. That's not how you do your job. And he was fired, thankfully. But you know.
Well, the officers, that one was really hard to watch. The officers gave such contradictory orders to him, and it was almost like they did it on. I don't want to say they did it on head, but I think like that. Just to even be able to say, like, well, he didn't follow.
Heather, if you can get a little closer up on your mic, I think.
Yeah. And he gave orders that were so contradictory, somebody even possibly follow them. Like, you were going to be wrong either way.
Well, here's the thing. I think you've seen this one. Remember that? This was maybe 1 or 2 years ago, pre-COVID, when it was a video of, it was in a hotel lobby. And this guy wasn't black. He was a young white kid.
Oh, wearing the tool shirt. I know exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And it was the same thing. Put your hands up. Come towards me. Like so many conflicting. Yeah. And they shot him.
Yeah.
And what's worse in that situation is specifically, like, thankfully this gentleman, the lieutenant, wasn't shot. But here's the difference between the two scenarios. In the instance where the kid was shot, I think he was even less of a threat than this lieutenant was. Like, he was on the floor. He was in the hallway on the floor crying with an automatic weapon pointed at him.
It's so sad that we talk about shooting videos like we would talk about show. Like, hey, did you see that one? Remember that?
Remember. Wait, were you talking about that one? No, the other one. Oh, yeah, that's
true. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, go ahead, say what you're going to say. No, you go.
It was a show just how frequently and I don't want to say jaded we've become to it, but like exhausted by it maybe is like a better word. I don't know.
No, it's
constantly.
Yeah. They're back. Yeah, we're getting back to normal. Yeah. Which brings me to my thought experiment that I wanted to pose to you. So, I know you're never supposed to ask women this, but I also know you don't give a fuck. So, what's your age, Heather? You can give an approximate if you want. I just need your age.
I'm 36.
Okay, so you're 36. Mm-hmm. I'm 40 years old. Would you... And this is we're going to go general. We're going to keep it general, and I'm going to walk you through it. Would you take general overall life advice from somebody who was 30 years or younger?
Mm.
On average, no. Okay.
And I would say on average, no. I think it depends on the person. But
okay. So that's fine. Okay. And so then the next, okay. So now put that to the side. How much do you think, or how intelligent do you think that people were in comparison today were compared to, let's say, 400 to 500 years ago?
Well, I'm overthinking. I think it depends on a survival basis. I think
basically, what we take the overall knowledge that we have now.
You know, we are smarter now than we would have been 400 or 500 years. Oh yeah,
okay.
They used to burn women at the stake for having a period. So yeah.
Okay. So I want to point out a fact, and I looked this up just to be certain. Now, although little known fact. Although the majority of those who signed the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. the majority of founding fathers were actually 30 years and younger of age. So why the fuck do we hold people who were, I'm sorry, not as smart as us, and 30 years of age or younger to such high regards that we think, like, here's right to bear arms, whatever, you can feel whatever fucking way you want to feel about it. But here's the end of the day story. Guns have one purpose, to kill something. You can use it for other purposes, but the purposes that they were made for are to kill, whether it be to hunt or defend yourself. This right to wear, you don't have a fucking right to wear bare arms. Okay, that's not a real shit. That's not reality. You have a right to breathe. You have a right to live. You have a right to walk. You have a right to see, to hear, to touch. Getting a weapon, it's not a right. That's something that you're lucky enough to live in a place where they say it's okay. And then even then.
Here's a little fun fact I just learned recently.
I can't hear you if you're talking. Uh-oh, I think we lost Heather.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson believed that the country's constitution should be rewritten every two decades or so to keep up with how the nation was changing.
Yes, which is one reason why there are, at least a partial reason why there are amendments in the Constitution, and that's one of the reasons for those things. But it just annoys me so much where people want to bring up the founding fathers. I am older than most of the founding fathers. I have friends that are 20 and 30 years, and sometimes just smart about this and that, but we are making decisions for a whole country. And by the whole country and the rest of the world, because things that happen here, specifically in America, literally affect every other country. We wear masks, don't wear masks. All the shit we do affects every other country. And that's goes the same for a lot of other countries, but not every country. We don't have that luxury. And yet, we make so many huge decisions based on people who, I'm sorry, like, my 13-year-old is most likely smarter than them, just on base knowledge that they have at this point in their life. Nobody thinks there's anything just kind of stupid about that?
Yeah, I don't think our Constitution at all, society we are now and the society we're turning into, whatever side on that you fall, I guess some people and then the side that's more for exclusive, I can't talk. Well, the more open side that are fine with, I can't talk today.
Put a camera on her, folks, or suddenly she gets out of talk.
I think the society, as far as what I was decided to become, and my friends and you and Jeff, you as well, included in that, would like to see a certain type of society. I don't think our Constitution represents those people anymore.
Well, not at all. I mean, it took so many, just in general, it took so many years to go from, one, all people are equal, two, black people could vote, but only the black men could vote, and then eventually the, like, there's so much fucked up shit in the Constitution. And worst of all, okay, here's the thing. All the fucked up shit in the Constitution, even the founding fathers, all that would be excusable if the people who were running the country, and I'm sorry, but Republicans, I'm going to blame you. Democrats, you're not off the hook, but we're focusing on Republicans right now. Republicans, I'm going to blame you because you're just asshats. You're hypocritical asshats for X amount of, I don't know a time where money and politics weren't tied together. And a few years ago, Republicans pushed through a law saying that freaking corporations were people. Until the corporations agree with the right thing, oh, then we have to stop corporations from having an influence in politics. Bitch, they're people now. By your words, they're people. So, I don't agree that corporations are people, but if you Okay, so if you go, you're on your side and I'm on my side, and you go, fucking Power Ranger action figures are people. And I'm like, they're not people. You're like, no, they're fucking people, and they deserve to have the same rights as people. And you get your way. And then you say, okay, they're people. And then you go, yeah, I'm going to kill the Power Ranger. No, you can't do that. You just said they were people with the same rights of people. So if you're going to treat that Power Ranger with such disrespect, how are you going to treat real people? If you have that much disrespect for the people who literally have been giving you money for decades, lining your pocket, and the second they disagree with you on something that is incredibly fucked up as it was, in case you don't know, the bullshit-ass voting laws that they're trying to push through in Georgia, like...
Listen, I am amazed. First of all, sorry, if you're from Georgia, I'm sure you're a lovely person, but fuck Georgia and a lot of things that happen in Georgia. That is, like, horrendous, and I think it's not even... No, normally they'll try to sneak some shit through that's like subtly racist and subtly like subtly against the disadvantaged folks or people that would be considered a disadvantage. But these are like blatant. They're not even talking anymore.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They're worst case scenario, which is the actual scenario, is they're blatantly racist. Best case scenario is they're incredibly fucked up for anybody who has to vote. There's like no upside to this because it's just not like you, it's against the law to give somebody food and water if they might possibly have to wait in line for hours. Like that's not, like they're going out of their way to make voting difficult. And they're making it under the, they're saying that there's so much fraud in voting when literally they're doing it in the state who is the only specific state who did the most to prove that there was no fraudulent voting.
Yeah.
Like any fraudulency that was found was like 0.1% in comparison.
Like petty shit, like petty ex baby mama shit too that they're doing. Cause like how much that when you think about it, like the election didn't go the way you wanted it to. You fought and fought and fought. They laid all of their cards out on prove that there was no election fraud, and you're like, well, fuck you then. I'm slashing your tires and I'm denying you water.
Yeah. In the last 20 years, no Republican has won a fair election. They have not won any popular vote. They have not, no Republican has been elected on the popular vote, I believe, in the past 20 years. I could be wrong with some second term presidents, possibly, like not counting a second term, I guess, but. From what I there's some status like that where basically every time they win, it's on some fucked up shit. Like it's on some recounting some votes or going to the courts versus one person, one vote, which is the simplest shit to do. And you know, well, these people, one side of the country shouldn't get to decide for because they have more people. Yes, they should. The place with more people should decide what happens. And here's the thing. I'm living kind of in the Midwest now, so technically I'm kind of on the line of that not where the most people are. And I still feel that one person, one count. It's just the way it is. You have five people. Your five people votes should not count more than my 50 people. It's stupid. Like there's so much in our political system that is just stupid and wrong. And like it's, and they now have a term for it. I don't know what the term was before they coined the term, but it just like they might as well change the American government. It's not socialism. It's not capitalism. It's gaslightism. Cause that's all the government does is gaslight us.
Suck a bunch of dicksism.
Yeah. It's just like, and here's the thing. I'm going to say this in the most legal way I can. I don't condone violence. I'm a pacifist myself. I'm not saying to do this, and I will gladly say, please don't do this. Don't do this. However, there are so many fucking Republicans that should be just punched straight in their face. I'm not saying for you to do it. I won't do it. I don't recommend you do it. But if it happens, good.
If their face just accidentally wanders into your fist.
Yeah. Yeah. If you trip and fall and fist hits their face, good. And I say that because there's something about, okay, so when you're a kid, there's, you know, first few times you do something wrong, you don't understand the consequences of your actions. And after a couple ass whoopings, when you're growing up, eventually you will get to a point where you're about to do something you know you shouldn't do. That there's a chance, a very big chance, one you know you shouldn't do, and there's a huge chance you're going to get caught and in trouble. And you will think back to that one ass whooping that you got, or that one extreme time that you got in trouble, and you're not going to do it. Because you have that ass whooping as a frame of reference of, you know what, maybe I shouldn't do that. And that goes the same way with fucking internet trolls and shit and all that, where there's no consequences to the action. You don't have to deal with anybody face to face. Where I grew up, you said something stupid, you had to deal with the consequences.
That's for good or for bad. There was no internet when we grew up.
That's by what?
There was no internet when we grew up. The most shady shit you did, not to somebody's face, was call somebody on freeway and become.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't do that, but apparently you did. But it's the, like, okay, so was it Rick Holly, that fucking the guy who looks like Seth Green's fucking evil twin? Not Seth, Seth, you know what I'm talking about, the nightly show guy. There's fucking 8-head fucking Matt Gaetz. Like, he definitely deserves it. Unfortunately, I think you might break your hand on his forehead because it's so incredibly big. Fucking looking like an Easter Island statue, fucking with without a tan. Mitch McConnell, like he definitely deserves it. Though again, he could probably use his fucking neck flap as a defense mechanism.
Don't shoot that front. Neck flap defense.
That thing's so big I can pull it over me like a quilt and go to sleep. Yeah.
Well, see, what happens is the reason why he's never been punched in the face is because if he thinks he's in danger, he inflates it. Like, poof, you know, and then he make him look bigger than he is and makes you back off. He deserves to get punched in the face. Fucking Lindsey Graham. Only slightly less than Mitch McConnell, only because Mitch McConnell is truly an evil just piece of shit. But Lindsey Graham, because here's a problem with Lindsey Graham. Lovely and feminine Lindsey Graham, who I'm pretty sure has very nice closets in his home. The problem with Lindsey Graham is that you know he doesn't believe the shit that he's saying. Like, when Mitch McConnell says it, you know he doesn't believe it, but at the same time, you can also tell he has no moral compass. Whereas with Lindsey Graham, you can tell he actually has a moral compass of knowing what's right and wrong, and he just wants to stay in power so much that he ignores. Like, I have less respect for someone who knows something is wrong and ignores it than the sociopath who's a piece of shit. Because he's a piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Mitch is going to do what Mitch is going to do. But you, like, literally with the whole voting thing, with the whole, like, some, he was, I think he might have been Fox News or something, but he was on something and they were like talking about the laws they're trying to put through Georgia. And they were like, you know, so you know, it was Fox News, and it was, who was that one reporter who actually pushed back on Trump? One of the only people.
Shit. I have to look that up. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, he was talking to Lindsey Graham. He was talking about the current laws, and he was like, "So, do you think?" He's like, "Don't you think it's a little, it's kind of wrong?" Something, you know, paraphrasing, that, you know, it's illegal to give someone food and water while they're staying in line so they can vote. And Chris even Watts. Lindsey Graham was Chris Watts. There you go. And Lindsey Graham was like, "Oh no, I think that I don't think that makes any sense." Motherfucker! Like, and now we're gonna get to the Democrats, because Republicans are being pieces of shit. Which what upsets me about that is, growing up, I know. First off, one, they make fucking Reagan and fucking George Bush Sr. look like leftists. That's how fucked up that they are now, that old school Republicans look like liberals. That's not good.
That's not good.
Like people are like fucking fucking conservatives are so against liberals, and they don't understand what the fucking word means. I understand what the actual point of conservatism is. Okay, I grew up.
How you doing, guys? In these trying times, it's kind of hard to support anybody but yourself. However, there are still ways you can support the podcast and the Broke Blurred Pod. You can go to streamerlinks.com/savagevoice, and you can go to our YouTube channel. You can check out Bad Mood Bear's YouTube channel. Give it a like and subscribe. Cost you nothing. You can go on, if you're in the Epic Game Store, put in code Savage Voice and use the creator code Savage Voice and get a little bit of something. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Or, you know, if you do want to spend something, you can go to the Broke Blurred merch. Go to the Bad New Bears merch. We got lots of stuff for you. My own personal designs, more stuff coming in. Just have a collection coming up soon. So go check it out, streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. You won't be disappointed. Also, you can check all of my content from YouTube to the podcast. Again, on streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. Take it easy.
As a black man and as black people, I hate to disappoint anyone who thinks otherwise, but the majority of black families and households have incredibly conservative religious values. You know, like there's not really much difference in those values. The only actual difference is conservatives tend to be, sorry, just the way it is, tend to be white people. And when it all comes down to it, it tends to be about keeping down poor people. And I'm not even going by color. I'm just keeping it to poor. They just use the color as their... It's weird because on one level, the shit they do goes against the poor. But on another level, they kind of... So the shit they do goes against the poor. But their excuse for doing it without specifically saying that their excuse for doing it is usually against people of color. But they only kind of tell you that to the poor white people. So they're kind of like going to the rich people, oh no, we're going to fuck over everybody who's poor and black. Poor and black. But then they tell the poor white people, no, you're okay. Because, you know, you could be us one day. So only we're just doing this so that the black people or people of color don't get anything. And they're just fucking everybody over. Like, and Democrats, again, this is about you. Stop. Stop trying to be non... This whole the nonpartisan, that's done.
Yeah.
For a minimum of a year to 2 years... That's done. I'll give you 2 years. You can try that partisan shit again, but just stop. And it's not that I don't want things to be in America to be a partisan situation. It's that you can't because they are not playing by the same rules. They are complete hypocrites to the point where, like, we're not going to do it. But if we really wanted to, and I might splice it in if I could find it. I don't know if I'll put in that effort, but we could just as easily show you them just like the whole, the Supreme Court justice. Obama was being elected. Oh, we need to wait. You know, election's coming up. We should wait till after the election before we put through a Supreme Court judge. Trump is in office. We need to push this through as soon as possible, even though there's an election in a week. Like, I think Obama's situation, it was like a month's time. And in Trump's situation, there was like a week. And both views were just not, they were opposing altogether. There was like, you can't have both of those views and not be full of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like me going, that's like, and Heather will get this and she'll probably laugh. That's like me saying right now, you know what, Heather? You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
I hate sushi.
You Diane Keaton motherfucker. There you go.
And she's laughing because part of the reason we started late is because I had to go pick up some sushi. I only get sushi from one spot. It's I get the same thing every time. No other place tastes good. But for me to spend time and take time to go get sushi and then go, I don't like sushi. No. You're full of shit. So Democrats, stop. Just stop. You have the votes. Vote. If the Republicans don't like it, oh, well. And here's the reason why I specifically say don't even try is because here's the difference between the two parties as I see it. If you're wrong, prove me wrong. You're not going to be able to. I can say this with 100% certainty because, one, we have like 12 listeners. And two, because I've been living on this year for this earth for 40 years. And maybe at one time it was something, but currently this is not the case. Where the majority of Democratic policies are to help the general public. The majority of Republican policies have only been to help poor people stay, rich people stay rich, and that's it. Rich people stay rich and help corporations. And now they're even turning against the corporations. So just, you know, like, and the problem with Democrats is more so they don't fight back. They just let people walk over them, which is why they have the negative connotation that they have. But at the same time, the people who are walking over them are pieces of shit. You know what I mean? Like, the Democrats aren't the problem with the Democrats is that, you know, they're, quote, they're spineless, weak, and they let people roll over them. But on the other side of it, the ones who are rolling over them are horrible people. And when they roll over them, that doesn't fuck up the Democrats. Like, here's the thing. All you Republicans who hate on Democrats and hate on liberals specifically that are in power, you do realize that when your Republican leaders defeat the Democrats, it just fucks you over. Like, the only people who actually gain are Republican leaders. The people who don't lose are any of the politicians. None of the only time a politician loses if they're Matt Gaetz and they get caught in some stupid shit, which, by the way, he's so fucked.
Yeah, it's good.
Which I just want him just to go into Gen Pop. Let's go into Gen Pop. I'm not even gonna expand on that. Pretty sure we can all use our imaginations. And I'm not even going to that extreme. Though, not for nothing, they don't like people who go in under certain charges. That's all I'm going to say about that.
He's going to get beaten with a sock full of batteries.
One can hypothetically hope. And here's the thing. I don't want to be this jaded, and I don't want to wish violence on people, but I see these people's faces along with Tucker Carlson, he's included. And it's just like, you fuckers, I want you to talk all the shit. Like, here's the thing. If they got what they deserved, unfortunately, it would probably prove their points. But at the same time, I'd be okay with it. Like, Tucker Carlson, if you dropped him in the hood and he got jumped, it would probably prove his point. But I'd be okay with that. You know why? Because as bad neighborhoods are, they have certain rules and codes that are followed. The streets have rules. Okay? So here's one of the things with the streets and the rules. More than likely, I mean, obviously it depends on the time of day that you would go to any location. But for instance, where I grew up, more than likely, Heather, you would possibly, it depends on where you go, it's a very broad range, but a good portion of things, you would probably be safer in the hood than I would. Because you're a white woman, so there's different levels to it. One, traditionally, at least for the majority of the time when we've had our own neighborhoods, you don't fuck with white people in your neighborhood because you bring the cops into your neighborhood. We don't want that smoke. So there's your one pass there. Two, why am I going to fuck with, like people who do bad stuff in the hood, there's different levels. There's, you got your crackheads or drug fiends. Everything they do is to get their drugs and or crack. You have your drug dealers. They're pretty much just, it's a business. Their business is drugs, and they're trying to protect their business. Unfortunately, sometimes they have to protect their business with violence because someone else is trying to take their business or someone's trying to steal from them. If you are not either of those two, they don't give a fuck about you. Okay? I couldn't even tell you, in all honesty, how common mugging is, because that's more of a you get jumped because you're flashing money type of situation. Like, there's so many steps that you have to go through before you have to worry about yourself being in danger in a black neighborhood or the ghetto or the hood, that it's like, I have more of an issue and need to be worried than you do. Because there's more of a chance that I could be walking through the hood, and I've had it happen to me, where I'm mistaken for somebody else. You know what I mean? But I mean, I'm sorry. I don't see you having that much issue if you walk down the same streets. Now, if you reverse it, I can't just roll through white neighborhood. I mean, I can more now than I did before, but I can't just roll through white neighborhoods, and more than likely, I'm going to have way more issues than you would. Recently, and here's, did you ever look at that video that I sent you when I said my biggest fear?
No, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was.
I'm having basically,
what happened with that was, there was a young black man who was walking through a neighborhood, and some fucking, he was in a neighborhood, so obviously he wasn't a drill sergeant, but he's a drill sergeant with the armed forces, with the army. And he was just like harassing the guy who was just, he was just walking in his neighborhood and harassing to the point of just racist shit. Like, you're not supposed to be here type shit.
Okay.
And he was arrested for the harassment because he pushed the guy, as he should. But the reason why that's my biggest fear, I said that was because that could easily been me. And the neighborhood that he was in literally looks like my son's mother. It looks like her grandmother's neighborhood, which I lived in for like X amount of years. And we live next door to a cop. And when I have issues with cops, I want everybody to know, I don't think it's across the board, because I've, here in Indiana, I've had nothing but positive experiences with the police in Indiana. That's my personal experience. But also in other places I haven't. In Jersey, I didn't have great experience with the police. And it's the same thing with neighborhoods and white neighborhoods.
You know, I think that's a Jersey thing, because, now granted, I'm white, so I don't have the same level of fear. But I got arrested in New Jersey, and the cop was an asshole. And I got a little search of my car once, and that was in New Jersey as well.
Well, in general, here's the thing. I think in general, in New Jersey and New York, or the tri-state area, I think more in places like that, I can't speak for any place else, but I think in places like that, at least compared to here, I think they're much more on that quota shit than most places.
Yeah. I always heard about the in New Jersey, but I've never heard people speak of it anymore.
Yeah. There's definitely a quota. I literally know for a fact there is a quota. They don't legally call it a quota. Like, they don't use the actual term quota. But there's a quota, you know. But yeah, here's the thing: the situation with the young black guy and the asshole fucking army drill sergeant, that could have easily been me, because he literally was doing nothing but like just walking, and it was a situation of, and I didn't see the whole video, but because, you know, there was more to the video where I think things got worse than what I saw, where he's walking around the corner and he's going in one direction, and he technically, I think, needed to go in the opposite direction to continue his walk and go home. And he's just being harassed. And for what? Just because you're an asshole with a little ass dick?
And here, yeah, here's I don't get that. Like, I don't, I'm an introvert. I don't really, so I just mind my business because they leave me alone, which is what I like.
Yeah, which, not to mention, if he was in the neighborhood and he was walking around the neighborhood and you're this big ass drill sergeant, why do you give a fuck?
Yeah.
What are you, where's your worry? Because literally, this guy, I weigh more than this guy.
It's going to affect all the white women.
Put it this way. When you met me, I weighed more than this guy. There's never been a time that you have known me that this guy, the black guy, weighed more than me. And you know me. I'm not big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know... So there literally should be no. You obviously have guns in the house. Obviously, what are you worried? What are you worried about? But like, what? There should be no. Like, you just want to be a dick and an asshole and a racist piece of shit. And I'm glad he got arrested. Unfortunately, probably not for enough time or enough money. For to hear the army's looking into it. I hope he gets court-martialed for all I give a fuck. But the reason that's my biggest fear is because that could have been me. And again, I'm a pacifist, but at the same time, I don't think I would necessarily be able to have handled that situation as calmly as him. It's literally that simple. And it's what sucks the most is he had to handle that situation as calmly as he did. He had to, because... There's no benefit to him not. Everything he would have done to defend himself only puts him in a worst case scenario. With the guy, if police should, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
here's the thing. Yo, don't do that shit with me. Cause first thing he would have pushed me and I would have took my leg and I would have smashed his fucking kneecap in. Cause knees don't bend that way. So it's simple. Like, I'm not recommending violence, but here's what I'm going to tell you people. If you're in a situation where you are fighting somebody and it is a life or death situation, go for the kneecap. Because here's the thing. No matter which way you hit it, you will have a positive effect for your scenario. Let's say you hit them in the kneecap and you hit them from behind. They're going to buckle their knees and they're going to fall down.
Especially you hit them. My knees be hurting. I'm old.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, and you know how when you were a kid, people get behind you in line, they hit the back of your knee, and you kind of stumble down.
I do that, like, move.
Yeah. And then here, that's the best scenario for the other person, the best case scenario. Because every other scenario, you hit them on the side of the knee, their knee's fucked up. You hit them on the front of the knee, their knee's really fucked up. Either way, fight's over. It's that simple. And here's the thing. Let's say you aim for the knee but hit anywhere else. It's still a positive hit. You hit below, you're going to hit the shin. That shit's going to hurt. You hit above, you're going to get closer to the groin area, which is an actual pressure point, or the nuts. You know what I mean? Now, obviously, be prepared for some shit after that, but, you know, go for the knee. Just go directly for the knee. Which is going to bring me to our final point so that Heather can get some rest. Old lady Heather, though she has a job, so there's a reason.
I work very early tomorrow.
That's the only reason I didn't give you shit for your 8:30 bedtime is because you're a baker.
Yeah.
But if you weren't a baker, I would throw out some old woman quotes. Lastly, I just want to bring up last night was, I think, the fifth episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier. Spoilers ahead. Heather hasn't watched and doesn't watch. But I wanted to bring up this specific episode because it's a great episode, and what they touch on and what they specifically say in this episode is Falcon from the Avengers goes to visit Isaiah Washington, who turns out was a black super soldier, kind of like Captain America. And I'm trying to give as little away as possible, but in it, Isaiah Washington, because he was experimented on for a lot of time, like 30 years, and put in jail and everything. And this is based on the actual character in the comics, so they didn't just make it for the show. And he made a statement of no self-respecting black man should be Captain America. Like the whole show revolves around racism. And Bucky even says, again, spoilers, says that when me and Steve, because if you remember at the end, have you seen any of the Avengers movies at all?
No.
Okay, well, at the end of the last Avengers movie, old man Captain America gives Falcon, who is, excuse me, Sam Wilson, who is a black man, gives Falcon his shield. In the comic books, this happened. Though in the comic books, it happened differently because in comics, technically, the Winter Soldier, Bucky, became Captain America before Falcon became Captain America. But either way, it happened in the comics. So there's precedence. Again, not something they're just making for the show. And Bucky makes a statement because at the end, Cap goes to give Falcon the shield with Bucky's blessing. You know, because everybody expected maybe Bucky to be the next Captain America. And yeah. Bucky said in this episode that are you laughing because I'm calling him Bucky?
Yes. Because I knew Bucky. I went to school with a kid we called Bucky.
Oh.
So it's like one of those things. Anyway, you carry on.
Yeah. Bucky the Winter Soldier, Barnes, Mr. Barnes. He says when me and Steve gave you the shield, we didn't realize how hard that would be for a black man. And two things. One, that statement itself is so important, specifically because that was a huge underlying subtext that anybody of color, or at least any black man, knew that that was an issue. Like, none of us watched that movie, saw that scene, and didn't have in the back of our mind the fallout from having a black Captain America. And here's the thing, we weren't, at least myself, we weren't thinking of it in correlation or relation to the comic book or the cinematic universe. We were thinking about it in the real world. You make a black Captain America in the movies or the TV shows, you know how many white people are going to be pissed off in the real world? And you know how we know this? Because it happened when it happened in the comic books. So I wanted to bring this up because they made a comment. Some dumb right wingers made a comment. It was the second or third episode of the show. It's only six episode series on Disney Plus. They go to meet the black super soldier, Isaiah Washington. And at the end, Bucky, go ahead and laugh, and Sam Wilson are outside in a black neighborhood and they're arguing, and the cops pull up. And, you know, they're like, is there a problem here? Because he's arguing with a white guy. And even, and, you know, and fucking Bucky's like, are you fucking kidding me? I don't think he says fuck though. But he's like, are you kidding me? Do you know who this is? Do you know? Like, he's pissed off.
Yeah.
As he should be. But here's the thing. It was such a small part of that episode. Like, they said it, they put it in the show, they said it happened, and then they moved forward. It literally, not even five minutes of the episode was dedicated to that aspect of that scene. But motherfuckers on the right, some motherfucker on YouTube tried to claim. Now, here's the thing. You may have not watched any of the Avengers movies or any of the Marvel shows. But I want you as being the outside person, how likely do you think this scenario that I'm about to tell you is? Where when that scene happened, some asshole on the internet tried to claim, thankfully I can't remember who they were, so I don't even remotely have to give them credit, tried to claim that when that scene happened on the second episode, about a good 20 minutes into the episode, on Disney Plus, a Marvel series, he said that when that scene happened, 80% of people logged off and stopped watching the show.
Why?
Because of the scene of a black man being harassed by the police. Because of the Black Lives Matter scene.
Did he have any numbers to back that up, or that shit he pulled up out of his ass?
Even if he has numbers to back it up, he pulled it out of his ass because Disney and streaming services don't give out their numbers.
Yeah.
That's so one.
So he and probably some of his.
No, he's just a fucking internet troll. Because he's an internet troll, and don't get me wrong, I'm more than certain that there were fucking conservatives and white people who were pissed off by that. Which one of the reasons why I'm bringing that up is because in this episode, the white Captain America from last episode, the guy that they got to replace Captain America went crazy, killed the guy. So Sam Wilson has to get the shield back. They make this episode, they do not fucking hold back on the racism. This episode, they fucking point blank, America has been fucking black people over. That is the subtext of that whole episode, without saying the actual words of America is fucking black people over. So mark my words. We're going to end on this. Mark my words. There are going to be a lot of people, a lot of conservatives, a lot of white people who are pissed off by the last episode. Now, here's the only thing that is going to be the variable. Are they going to be smart enough to shut the fuck up and just let it go? Or are they going to be the dumbass that they are and pull a fucking Streisand effect and bring more attention to it?
They're going to bring more attention to it.
Like, you know they're going to bring more attention to it. You know why they're going to bring more attention to it? Because other than me mentioning it here, more than likely, that should be the only mention of it. Like, there should be very little mention of this being an issue. But just the fact that that BLM scene was an issue, there's no way that this one can't.
Yeah, of course.
You know, when the subtext of the story is a black man who was given the super soldier serum, but not good enough to be a super soldier in the eyes of America because he didn't have blonde hair and blue eyes, was put into jail and was tortured and run tests on for 30 years. That's that story. It's a made up story off of a comic book, but that's the story. And they're going to latch onto it like it's a real thing. Like we're saying that is a real thing. You know, they'll ignore the actual racism in America to point out the fictional character racism that they're going to think is just they're going to boycott Disney, all this other bullshit, cuz they're just pieces of shit. They're hypocrites. And if you're a normal working person who happens to be a Republican, you don't have to be that piece of shit. And I'm not talking about you unless you're a piece of shit who has a problem with these things. I mean, like, if someone goes, all black people are lazy and stupid. What upsets me about that is not, I'm not lazy and stupid. I know I'm not lazy and stupid, but what upsets me about that is you think that people I care about are that. Not just me. You think that all these other people that did nothing to you are this thing, that they don't deserve to be that. And I came, and I'm trying to look at it this way. And I think it was something that Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle said to Neil Brennan, the co-creator of the Chappelle Show. It was in response to something. But it's kind of, I think there's some like new documentary or something out or something about like slavery or something. But a point that was made up that helped me come to this conclusion was, I feel sorry for racists in this day and age. And the reason why I say that is because when it comes to racism in this day and age, except for maybe 1% of people, and that's, you know, I can't even really put the words why that 1% would be that 1%, but except for maybe that 1%, everyone involved in a racist act, whether they be the person who is doing the act or having the act done to them, is a victim in some way, shape, or form. Specifically because if you are a racist in this day and age, that means that you lived a life of abuse. You lived a life where people who were supposed to raise you and help you become a mature adult brainwashed you with hate into thinking that people were less than, like, it's a cycle of hate. It's a cycle of abuse. There's no races in this day and age. You can't be a racist without being abused. You can't. Because otherwise, there's no reason for you to be a racist. No one has the best life, a bunch of black friends, a bunch of white friends, like the most diverse surrounding as they grow up and turn into a racist. Racists don't come from diversity. Racists come from, just being abused. And that came up because in this documentary, I can't think of the guy's name. He was in, like, I think one of the Scream movies or something. But in this new, I don't know what it is, but apparently in this new movie, documentary, docu-series, whatever, he's a slave owner and he has to whip the slave. And in the scene, they show kind of the psychological pain that he has. So you factor in master whipping slaves, obviously bad, but you step back and you think about war and how people get post-traumatic stress disorder from war and killing people and the things they have to do in war. It's the same if you are a slave master or the person who is in charge of punishing another human being. I don't know about you. I generally don't spank my kids. There's been like maybe one or two times where I've maybe had to slap them on the hand or swat them on the butt or just yell at them and make them cry. And even though I have a justifiable reason for being stern, there's never a time when my kid is crying that I don't feel bad. That it doesn't affect me in a negative way. Even if I have to be strong and stick to my point, I always feel bad when my kids are crying or when I see another human being in pain. So if you have to inflict that type of pain on a human being, it's going to have negative effects on you. Does it make you right? Makes you wrong. But the point is that those people are in a situation where they're doing bad things, but by doing those bad things, it's also affecting them negatively. It's not good for them either. My point is racism is bad for everyone involved. Period. And, you know, I guess that's the only thing I can really say. As always, we don't really have too many. I wanted to end in a happier note, but unfortunately, there's been so much shit lately. Like, we didn't even cover school shootings. So the fact that I have to say that alone goes to point out how fucked up things have been for the past couple weeks. Not sure. And unfortunately, you know, we both have jobs. Well, one of us has a job. One of us is getting a job. So we're going to get these to you when we can. Not sure when, but we'll get to you. But we do thank you all for listening and or watching. We're going to try to make this into something. We shall see. But on that note, I think you guys all just give me your time. Remember to like, subscribe, hit notifications buttons or anything that applies. Tell them where they can find you, Heather.
You can find me on Twitch TV at @doggy0g.
Yeah, it's twitch.tv/doggydog. D-O's are with zeros. And you can find me at twitch.tv/savagevoice. Or you can check me out at savagegraphicsmedia.com. Or where you will probably be watching this. I'm going to on the Bad New Bears YouTube channel. Bad New Bears. There is a Bad New Bears YouTube channel. This will probably be going on the Broke Blurred Pod YouTube channel. Or Savage Graphics Media YouTube channel, which I don't think is going to go there because this would be the only video there. So we're probably not going to do that. But if you want to go subscribe to that, I'm not going to tell you.
Do it anyway. Just subscribe.
Yeah. But anything. Oh, and I meant to tell you this. We are now, the podcast is available on Verbal, which is a podcast thing. Like they sent me an email saying you can get your podcast on here. Just need to verify that you own the podcast. So we're on another platform. So if you see the Broke Blurred Pod anywhere, check it out, like, subscribe. But until then, we're going to call it a night and hopefully I put together something that you like.
So
for the Broke Blurred Pod, I have been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Savahi, a.k.a. Captain N, the Game Master. And with me today has been...
Heather.
All right, guys, you're awesome, and hopefully we did this right. At the very least, you're going to hear a great show. Whether you see one, it's yet to be decided. So we get Craig out here, and we're going to end the show. And you guys are awesome. I will catch you later. Heather, go.
Yeah, so ready for bed, and me ready.
Go get your sleep, and you'll probably be the only person who remembers this, but gotta make the donuts.
Oh, God, shut up. I made that joke from a...
I had to. I've never made that joke. I had to do it at least once, even though nobody listening.
What am I gonna do when I get up?
No one listening will understand that joke.